A radical Palestinian group, the Popular Front for the Liberation of Palestine, has claimed responsibility for yesterday's drive-by shooting in the West Bank. Two Jewish settlers were killed in the attack, four others injured. Israel has responded by sealing off the West Bank city Ramallah, where the assailants are thought to be hiding. And Israel's Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu has called on Palestinian leader Yasser Arafat to find out and punish those responsible for the attack. From Jerusalem, Eric Weiner reports.
With his voice occasionally cracking, Israel's chief rabbi Yisrael Meir Lau presided over the funeral today for 12-year-old Ephraim Tzor and his mother Etta. The two were shot to death yesterday evening as the family drove home to celebrate the Jewish holiday of Hanukkah. Among the thousands of people attending today's funeral was Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu. Netanyahu praised the Jewish settlers who live on the West Bank, calling them pioneers and heroes. "We are building here and we are living here," Netanyahu said. "You will not uproot us." Later at a news conference, Netanyahu called on Yasser Arafat to act quickly against those responsible for the attack.
"What we expect is the Palestinian Authority to live up to its commitments. This is a test for them, and we expect them to do everything that is possible to bring these killers to justice."
Palestinian leader Yasser Arafat declined to comment on yesterday's attack, but the official Palestinian news agency condemned the shooting, calling it contrary to Palestinian interests. And there are unconfirmed reports that Arafat's security forces have already arrested several suspects, perhaps as many as 15. All of those arrested reportedly belong to the radical Palestinian group that claimed responsibility for the shooting, the Popular Front for the Liberation of Palestine. In the past few months, the group has carried out several similar drive-by shootings, often going out of its way to target Jewish settlers. Many Palestinians, even those opposed to such violent attacks, consider Israel's expansion of Jewish settlements a threat to the peace process. But the more than 100,000 Israelis who live on the West Bank show no signs of backing down. Yehiel Leiter, a settler spokesman, says they will continue to push the Israeli government to build more settlements.
"The right thing now would be to announce within 24 hours of the funeral today, the funeral of Etta and Ephraim Tzor, mother and son, taken from us together last night by terrorists, the right answer would be that a new community would be established in their memory, or perhaps two new ones in their memory."
At this checkpoint on the edge of Ramallah, Israel did what it could today to track down the assailants. Israeli soldiers turned away one car after another. The city of Ramallah is now, in effect, sealed off from the rest of the world. But even with tensions between Israel and the Palestinians dangerously high, there was a rare example of cooperation. Palestinian police briefly allowed Israeli soldiers to enter Ramallah, an area technically off-limits to the Israeli authorities, and help with the investigation. For some Israelis, this was a sign, however small, that the peace process is still alive. Chaim Ramon is a member of the opposition Labor Party.
"When I look at what happened yesterday, and when we hear that the Palestinians allowed the Israelis to come into Ramallah and to investigate every detail over there, and if I shall see that Jibril Rajoub, for instance, and others will concentrate on finding these murderers and will hand them to Israel, this will be the most important thing to do right now. So a stop of talks, from my point of view, is a real mistake."
But even as the funerals were held for the victims of yesterday's shooting, there was more violence today. In the southern Israeli town of Kiryat Gat, an Israeli farmer shot and killed a Palestinian man who he said was trying to break into his home. The incident is still under investigation. This is Eric Weiner in Jerusalem.